Old Ford, we fuss and like, but he likes his old Nanny right well.
Okay, but a suit would have a three-piece suit, you said, would have a vest.
Mm-hmm. You had to have a vest.
Yeah. Pants.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Then no such thing that day as two pair of pants. You, if you got one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
What did your husband wear when he was working? Just
my husband now, my daddy, my own husband here now.
Yes, ma'am.
In 15, when we married in 15, he liked overalls when he was here, but when he got ready to go to town for something, he wanted pants. He wore khaki pants and shirt. He liked the khakis better than he did. He did not go in service, though, because we married, see, in 15, and we had a child in 16, so in then, don't you see, if you had a child, you was fourth, in the fourth class. So he did not go to, well, he didn't go in war, but he had a brother who did.
Now you say the coat won't fit you this year, but last year, year before it,
yeah.
Oh. When you were younger, you'd grow out of things.
Well, yeah, you couldn't afford to grow out of them because you was too high to buy, you know. And when you start a family, you don't have any money. You don't have that much money. And then that's when the depression started. You know, when, I reckon, when I was about, as 15, we married about, that was in about 20, what, 6 or 7? Depression, you know, hit us. We had always had plenty of food. And that was when they started giving cotton stamps. Don't you remember? And if it hadn't been for cotton stamps and corduroys, I'm afraid we would have been cold.
Running around in a fig leaf.
Yeah, because you could buy, with the cotton stamps, you could get corduroy, was one of your cheapest things you could buy. Get more for your money on that than most anything.
Yes, ma'am.
And the corduroy was warm. We didn't see it was all right in the summer. But we were in pretty good shape, physically. And financially, we was about as well off as the majority. And we had raised our food, my husband and I, and my dad-in-law, he was a good farmer too, and, well, we weren't as good a farmer as he was, because I told him he could grow anything, you know. And he always used to laugh and tease me, said if there was a sweet potato and an ear of corn on the place, that I'd find it if it was ready. Because those were my two favorite things, was sweet potatoes and ear and corn.
Mm-hmm. But you say, now that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it...
Mm-hmm.
You say last year it...
Last year it was...
It fit. It won't fit me this year, but last year
it... It was a perfect fit.
Yeah, fit.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
Perfect fit, I reckon that's what word I use.
You say it fit it last year. You know, you got handed down things, right?
Oh yeah, right, sure. Oh, it fits somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But,
well, dresses, well, we didn't have as much as the men as we did children.
Yes, ma'am.
Because your children would get hand-downs, and then they wouldn't hardly, maybe your child would outgrow something you could give somebody else who had a child a little older than yours that would get. Oh yeah, we did a lot of handing down during that time.
When you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it made them
bulge.
Now, when you, the shirts that were made out of cotton.
Yeah.
What did they do when you washed them in hot water?
Shrink. Drew up. Drew up was what you said. It was shrink, but said they drawed up. Drawed up was the main word.
Uh-huh. Now, a girl liked to go out.